I'm in Stetson Studio One at Vermont Public Radio with the Hermitage Trio. Today, we're going to hear music of Rachmaninoff and Glinka in this hour. The members of the Hermitage Trio are violinist Misha Kalin, cellist Sergei Antonov, and pianist Ilya Kazantsev. And they would like to begin with Rachmaninoff's Elegiac Trio No. 1, the Hermitage Trio. Thank you. The Elegiac Trio No. 1 of Sergei Rachmaninoff played for us live on VPR Classical this morning by the Hermitage Trio. Violinist Misha Kalin, cellist Sergei Antonov, and pianist Ilya Kazantsev. The Hermitage Trio will perform this evening at the UVM Lane Series, UVM Recital Hall, 7:30, a program of Beethoven, Schubert, and Alexander Alyabiev. On that program, you can find out all about the Hermitage Trio and that concert tonight by going to our website, vpr.org/classical. Scroll down a little bit for Hermitage Trio Live, and you'll find links to their website and to the Lane Series website. It's my pleasure to welcome to the microphones all three members of the Hermitage Trio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That was beautiful. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now, you have just recorded both of Rachmaninoff's Elegiac Trios, have you not?
Yes, we have, and we're happy to announce that that should be out in May of this year. And we did it for Reference Recordings, which are a wonderful record company that signed us to a multi-disc deal album. So this is the first debut recording for us. And by the way, we are actually the Hermitage Piano Trio, just so you know, because okay. we want to give credit to the pianist here. and also on that wonderful CD that we're very proud of is going to be a vocalise by Rachmaninoff, which everybody knows, but unfortunately he never wrote it himself, a transcription for the piano trio, but he had the violinist by the last name of Konius, whose concerto people might know, Heifetz, made this a very famous concerto. And Konius was actually the violinist that was at the premiere of the second pianoture that Rachmaninoff wrote. So lo and behold, when Rachmaninoff archives were looked at the Library of Congress, where they are now, they found this transcription. And the fact that Rachmaninoff decided to keep it must have been the sign of approval. So we are very excited about that we can bring the piano trio version, this wonderful melody.
The famous vocalese.
Yeah.
Now, you three are all from Russia, are you not?
Yes,
that's
we are.
Right. So when we think of Russians and Hermitage, we think of the great museum in St. Petersburg. Now, is that the inspiration for your name, or is it more complex than that?
I guess it's a point of reference, because I think Catherine the Great was wonderful that she was so smart to collect such a collection from all over the world to be housed at that location, which was also known as the Winter Palace, and you know, throughout history. And I kind of think that's our motto. We have the Russian heritage, we have the background. Now we're all based in U.S. We're U.S. citizens. We live here, and we kind of want to do what she did. We want to play Russian stuff, but we also are proud of the non-Russian stuff. And as you can see by the program we're presenting tonight, it's a Russian minority. There's only one piece, and we play in the
and
great...
And that's by a Russian composer most of us don't
so
know.
So that's inspiration for the name, and we also like the way it sounds. So
now, how did you three get together? You all three have excellent soloist credentials and could be doing soloist careers without the complication of it working together as a trio, but how did you first meet and get together as a working group?
Well, we met actually yesterday. The truth is, so Sergei and I, we were classmates since the third grade, so we know each other for
almost 30 years.
Yes, and then Misha, we didn't study since the third grade, right? But we already together for about 6 years, and that's pretty much, yeah.
Yes, and actually, for the record, I'm the only one who's originally from St. Petersburg, and Ilya and Sergei are from Moscow. So
battle.
So we met in the United States.
So it could have been the Kremlin piano trio.
Yes.
We tried.
Well, we're glad to have you here today. And you're going to play some Glinka for us.
Yeah, we will. I think Glinka is not the most typical Russian composer that you put together with chamber music, but he is in many ways the father of the operatic, you know, of the Rus system, which is known as the Russian. And this particular piece that we'll present to you today has an interesting history. It was written in 1832 during the time that Glinka went abroad to learn about different styles of composing. And he happened to be living in Milan at the time. And Donizetti and Bellini were, you know, the two kings of the opera. So this piece is kind of inspired by Bel Canto. It is a chamber music piece, but he makes sure that all three instruments have their own little show-off arias, shall we say. And it really doesn't sound much Russian.
It's worth noting the original instrumentation.
Yes.
It's written for clarinet, bassoon, and piano.
And then he later on, I was about to get to that, but then Glinka, of course, he moved back after staying in Europe for a little bit, in Berlin and Vienna, and he said, I must do the exact quote what Bellini and Donizetti did for Italian opera, I must do it for the Russian opera. And he went on to compose Ivan Susanin and Ruslan and Ludmila, which were kind of the seeds to what Mussorgsky and Rimsky-Korsakov and Borodin then later made it into, you know, these huge, big, big things that everybody knows. So in some ways, Glinka is responsible for that. And we're so happy that there's this wonderful, not a very complex, but very beautiful trio that we can perform.
He called it the Trio Pathétique.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in D minor in four movements, the music of Mikhail Glinka, performed for us live by the Hermitage Piano Trio. Once again, they are violinist Misha Kalin, cellist Sergei Antonov, and pianist Ilya Kazantsev. And as they're setting up, let me remind you that you're listening to live music on VPR Classical, made possible through listener support. And during our membership drive, we hope that you will take a moment, go to vpr.org, or call 1-800-639-6391 and make a contribution to support live music on the radio, great classical music. And now the Hermitage Piano Trio with the Trio Pathétique of Mikhail Glinka.
Thank you.
Trio Pathétique of Mikhail Glinka, played for us live on VPR Classical this morning by the Hermitage Piano Trio. Misha Kalin, violin, Sergei Antonov, cello, and Ilya Kazantsev, piano. The Hermitage Piano Trio will perform a Lane Series recital this evening at UVM Recital Hall in Burlington at 7:30 that will include Beethoven's Ghost Trio, Schubert's first trio in B-flat, and a trio in one movement by Russian composer Alexander Alyabiev. And that's a new one to me. You can get all the details at uvm.edu/laneseries, and there'll be a pre-concert chat, won't there, at what time, 6:30? 6:30 right there in UVM Recital Hall. uvm.edu/laneseries for all the details. Well, thank you very much, gentlemen. Appreciate that very much. Tell me a little something about who Alexander Alyabiev is. That's a new name to me, the trio that you'll be playing tonight.
Yes, I've been volunteered.
He was a criminal.
Yeah, well, see, you give away the ending. You have to know how to tell the story. Well, basically,
I like short stories.
Basically, I think people that will attend tonight's concert, and I hope many of you will be surprised to hear that this guy was kind of what you would almost call the Mozart of the Russian style, because he was composing in the early 1800s, and the piece that we're doing sounds, if you thought Glinka really doesn't sound too Russian, that thing is another, you know, level away from the what Russian music turned out to be, you know. He basically was a composer, and the short version of the story is that he had to serve in the Napoleonic War, and after the war, supposedly the story was that he killed somebody due to some gambling debt or something. He got put in jail, but since he was kind of a good soldier during his time, the Tsar forgave him, and he came out of jail and continued to compose some music. And his most famous work is probably, it's a song called The Nightingale, and people can actually look it up. But he was unknown to us as musicians, as professional musicians. But, you know, the more you dig into the history of classical music, the more you find names that you haven't heard about who have something maybe not in the biggest volume of works to offer. You know, we've come across many other composers, and We are very fortunate to be connected to some people that have access to the Library of Congress archives, and they told us there's at least 1,200 piano trio works that people just do not have in their standard repertoire. Now, some of these things are maybe unplayable or just were not of high quality, but I'm sure we've started to slowly to go through the list, but I have a feeling we won't go through all the pieces, but he's really entertaining. And this is actually the funny story about this trio. It's Dan Finnis' trio. He only wrote one movement. Now, he never gave up on it because later on he wrote a Finnish trio, which we have yet to put into our repertoire. And as Sergei, our esteemed cellist, had an idea, we should try to find a work of you know, a program for to offer to presenters like the criminal composers. But so far, we've only come up with one, and Alyabiev. And unfortunately, it's a fairly short piece, so it's not going to be the full program.
Well, that's something we can look forward to in the future. Well, after this evening, where are you off to? You're all three from Russia, but now living in the United States. You're all three U.S. citizens now?
Yes, that's correct.
Terrific. We can never have too many musicians.
Well, I mean, and it's a great opportunity to have come to this country. And, you know, I basically grew up, I came here as the youngest out of three of us. So I'm kind of the American Brooklyn, a little bit of Russian product. And it's a wonderful opportunity, you know. And our next concert after this as a trio is going to be in La Quinta, California, which is right outside of Palm Springs, and a completely different program there. So we like to, you know, toss things around. We don't really like to be frozen in the same works, and it's really cool.
Yeah. In the weather.
Well, no, but you know, you kind of made us feel back at home, you know. And but this is, you wouldn't call this a snowstorm for a storm for Vermont. I mean, this is called probably aperitif to an appetizer.
Well, there'll be more tonight, I understand. So, well, thank you so much for stopping by our studios today, the Hermitage Piano Trio. Thanks to Rebecca Stone of the Lane Series for her assistance and for doing double duty, turning pages today. Thank you, Rebecca. Thanks to our piano tuner and technician, Alan H. Day of Williston, tuning pianos in homes and on stage for four decades plus. PianoManDay.com. Thanks to our sound engineer today, Peter Engish. I'm Walter Parker, and I'll throw it back to Kari Anderson in our classical studio.